This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Conversations with Olivia Jade, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, everybody. It's Olivia Jade. Welcome back to another episode of Conversations. Today, I'm really excited because I have a very special guest. She is pretty incredible. She's turned her passion for beauty, wellness, and no-censor advice into one of the most distinctive online blogs today called The Skinny Confidential. I want you guys to hear the rest from her, so please welcome Lauren Everts Bostick. I have Miss Lauren here from The Skinny Confidential. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Do you want to give the viewers or the listeners a little background as to who you are?
Yeah, I'm Lauren Bostick. I am the creator of The Skinny Confidential. Like Olivia said, I started the blog about 13 years ago. And then about 6 years ago, we launched a podcast and it comes out 8 times a month. And it's been just like incredible to engage with the audience and have all different kinds of people on. And then recently we launched a product line, which is next to me, the ice roller, which is going to de-puff the F out of your face. And so we're just continuing to build brand. And now it's become this incredible community that's kind of everywhere. A lot of women, a lot of millennial women.
I love that. How did you, have you always been into like health and wellness? And is that why you wanted to start? Because you started as a blog, right?
Yes, I started as a blog and I started because this is like 13 years ago. So when bloggers were first starting, I saw all of these bloggers blogging about like what nail polish color they were wearing or what they were wearing, like their outfits. And I thought, okay, how can I do this? But how can I do it by bringing other people's opinions on. I didn't just want it to be, at the time I was Lauren Everts before I married my husband. And I didn't just want it to be about me. I wanted to talk to different kinds of people, supermodels, celebrities, YouTube stars, like, but also the everyday girl and get everyone's tips and tricks in one place and sort of make it like a resource. So that's how the blog kind of launched. I also could not afford to be in a sorority. At the time I was like struggling in college, like bartending, and just, it was $800 a semester. And so I was like, how can I create this online? So that's sort of what it launched off of. And it was very health and wellness based at first. And now it's kind of expanded into beauty, morning routine, and also still like lifting all different kinds of people up.
Yeah. Are you self-taught in this space or when you were in college, did you go to school for the genre of like health and wellness?
I hated college. I know this is a huge unpopular opinion. I wish I didn't go. I think it was a a huge waste of time. And I honestly can't remember one thing I learned. I learned the most, weirdly enough, bartending, because I was able to learn about how to finesse energy and talk to all different kind of people while multitasking. And while I was bartending, I was building my business. And I just, with school, what I've realized for me is I wasn't attracted to school because I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I've been one since I was little. And there wasn't like a class at my school that zoned into that. And I think that I always like to beat to the tune of my own drum and not be told what to do. And the parameters of school just didn't work for me. So you can say it's self-taught, but like my husband's very entrepreneurial. Everyone I surround myself is very entrepreneurial. I'm a huge reader and consumer of podcasts and an Audible and all the things. So I've definitely like taught myself through different avenues other than school.
For sure. I feel like a lot of people, when they see people with a successful blog or YouTube channel or something, that I get questions a lot of the time was like, how did you get people to start listening or to watch or to read? And at what point and how consistent did you have to be? And just like any advice to, if somebody has an aspiration that's listening to be a blogger, or if I always told people, like when I did YouTube, it was just about consistency, at least on that platform. Is there something in your world, and especially in the blogging world, that, you know, keeps you on top and has kept you so successful throughout the years?
I think there's been no like epiphany where I went viral. It's definitely been steady growth, but it's I think of it like baking a cake. Like the discipline, like you said, is the flour, and then the sugar is like the consistency, and then like you have the baking soda, which is like, you know, making sure that you're being business savvy and having your books in order. And then, you know, you have other elements, and those other elements, I think a big one is execution. I see a lot of people talking about ideas and how they want to be this and they want to be that. But at the end of the day, like the main ingredient to it, in my opinion, is execution. And that's a, people have all these like lofty goals, but you have to set systems to get to the goals. So say you want to start out blogging. So when I started, I was like, I'm going to blog 7 days a week, and I'm going to do it at 4 o'clock every single day. A post is going to go live. So the system was like, I would come back from school at 2 PM. I would shoot pictures. 3 o'clock, I would start prepping the blog post. 4 o'clock, it would go live. 5 o'clock was like, okay, now it's time to distribute the content. And I just did that every single day, rinse and repeat. And with the rinse and repeat and the consistency, like you said, with the execution, I think really worked. I also think that you got to be honest with yourself of what your talent is and what platform that should be on. So for me, I am an oversharer on our podcast. Like that's what you're going to get from me. So a podcast is a very good outlet for me. If you're someone who likes to, if you're a model, you should go to Instagram. If you're super funny in little bits, you should go to TikTok. Like you have to figure out which platform is going to serve who you are. I think where people get it messed up is they try to do everything, and they try to do platforms that aren't authentic. Don't launch a podcast if you are used to like leading with the way you're dressed or your beauty. Don't launch an Instagram account if you are better on a mic at home in your bed.
Right. That's a really, really good point. And I think something that a lot of people definitely get a little mixed up on, because when you are starting out and when you have these dreams to be some in the space of social media, I think you throw yourself on every single platform possible and just to see what takes off. And that can obviously be really tricky and really upsetting if it doesn't work. So I completely agree with that. What's one thing that you think you've learned, like, if you have one thing? I think for mine, I would be like, for my YouTube, it would just be patience and to not read into too much of like what my commenters say. Do you have like one thing you've taken away from blogging? Because I'm so curious by it, because it's such a different platform than anything I've ever been on.
I would say that you can't read your own press clippings. And what I mean by this is like good or bad, what you just said. If you start reading all this good these good things about yourself, you start getting an ego. And and you don't want to get an ego, because if you're playing a long game, you want to be able to not get too ahead of yourself. And if you're reading all these negative comments, it's a waste of energy. So having the capacity to just create the content, distribute the content, being able to separate and walk away, I think is super important. And then this one has been interesting. So when I first started, I said yes to everything. I was like, yes to a seventh grade book report that someone would email me to ask. I said, yes, yes, yes. But there gets to a point where what made you sort of successful stops working and you have to pivot. And so now I'm at a space where it's like, I only say yes to things that I want to say yes to and that are, in my opinion, like worth the time. And that could be anything from, I mean, I still love like in the morning for 30 minutes going through and engaging in DMs. That's really important to me. So I think you just have to pick like what's important to you and not fill your calendar up. People think that you're successful by how full your calendar is. And what I've realized, what makes me most successful is how blank it is, because then I'm able to create. As you grow, it's better to have less than more.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then after the blog, you switched to, or not switch, but when did you kind of like start to focus on Instagram? Because obviously your Instagram has over 100,000 followers. And I see that you do like morning routines and you're really keeping people up to date with like health and wellness tips and then also promoting your brand on there now. And it's, what's the importance of that to you? And do you see that platform as maybe a better space to reach a larger audience?
So we have the product line at the Skinny Confidential, and that's the product. And then I have at Lauren Bostick, which is my personal. And I really try to make sure that that I'm always serving the audience tangible takeaways. So if I'm posting anything, there has to be a reason. I do not like wasting people's time. And I think with our podcast, we've done like the same thing. Like we put the audience first. It's not like, you know, me posting like the sexy photo of myself with like a heart underneath it. Like that's not enough for my audience. They want hacks. They want tips. They want a resource. They want to learn. And I also think like how much can I talk about myself, right? At some point there has to be other people that you're bringing up. I think Oprah is an incredible example of that. Like she always was bringing up people, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, she put these people on the map. So I think with our podcast, it's like, how can we help other people sort of shine and put them in the spotlight and get their tips and tricks and hacks to our audience too? I don't want it to just be like the Lauren Bostick show. That's just right. Boring to me. And listen, maybe a picture that's sexy with like an emoji works for so many people, but for me and my audience, it doesn't work. It has to be something tangible and valuable.
Yeah, you have to know what works for your demographic for sure. Because I also feel like I agree with you in that sense of when I wanted to do this podcast, I was like, it definitely has to be some sort of interview format, because after one or two episodes, people are going to be like, why does she keep talking about her life and what she does? And that's why I love having people on like you, somebody that has a completely different perspective or platform or whatever it is and can give such good advice to the listeners, which I think is really important as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure people do probably like definitely want to hear from you solo as well. Like your YouTube is amazing. Like you can sprinkle in the solo. Absolutely. But I think just bringing more dimension to the content is really important, especially with podcasting.
Yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Okay, this is one of my favorite questions to ask people. What does a day in your life look like from morning to night?
Oh my God. I have a very serious morning routine. So I'm currently like so pregnant. I'm about to give birth right now. So like so pregnant, like could give birth on this interview. So,
oh my God, congrats.
Thank you. It's very uncomfortable right now, but I'm like waddling through it. A day in my life is I wake up at 7 o'clock, and I have like non-negotiables in the morning that I have to do to be a human. My husband is completely opposite. He hops out of bed. I have to get light. So immediately I open all the shades and I have to have hydration, like chlorophyll, lemon water, like whatever I can get my hands on to like sex up the water. Mm-hmm. And then I love to make the bed because I feel like having a space that's clean is super important for creativity. I'm sure you can relate to that.
Agreed.
And then meditation has changed my life, which is so LA to say, but it really has changed my life. I meditate every morning for like 20 to 25 minutes, and it's made me more effective, more sane, not psychotic to my husband, like just less reactive in general. And I think like we're really missing the part of ourselves to be introspective. So that's really important for me to fit that in. And then I have to get some kind of movement. And I am not the type of person that wakes up and is like checking my email. I don't touch my phone for 2 hours. In fact, it grosses me out. I don't even want to look at it. Like I'm on my phone all the time. It's like, get away from me. So the only time I touch my phone in the morning is to listen to a podcast or a book on tape. Like I can't look at Instagram. I don't want to look at anything. And then probably around like 9:30 or 10, I get into my day. I have a 2-year-old. So like that's also in there as well.
Of course.
And it's just, it's, you know, as a content creator, it's anything from like doing interviews like this. For me with the product line, it's constant like text message, Slack, decisions, calls, interviews. Like today we have 3 podcast interviews. So it's a lot of interviews. And then on, I like to batch, and I'm sure that you probably do this too. Like instead of filming like 3 days a week, I'll batch it all onto Fridays. So I'm able to get my makeup done and my hair done and like batch everything at once. So like any reels or YouTubes or TikTok, like whatever I'm filming, like I can just do in one day. And then another thing I do that I think is really helpful is I do all my conference calls on one day. So instead of making my whole week going in and out of calls and my brain's distracted, I have all the calls on Wednesday. So I know like Wednesday is the day that I'm going to get all these calls done. So a lot of my time is very batched like that. Like Monday will be like writing time. Tuesday and Thursday will be like interviews. Like I really am strategic with how the calendar is laid out. And that's helped a lot because it's hard, as you know, to go from like filming a YouTube video to doing a podcast interview to to getting on a conference call that you have to be fully focused. It's just, your brain gets all messed up. So that's really helped. And then I get done with work probably like 6 o'clock. I'm with my daughter and cook dinner. I am in bed so early. It's embarrassing right now because I'm so pregnant. But my wind down is similar. My nighttime routine is like very similar to my morning. It's like, I have like red light and like salt rock lamp and like grounding. It's very like, it's very relaxing. Because our job, I'm sure you can relate to this, is so chaotic. I need like those bookends of the day to like decompress.
Yeah, I think also so many people do and don't even realize it. Like those little moments you take for yourself to really just like have a zen moment, I think is crucial for your mental health, at least in my experience. But I do want to go back a little bit because you talk about meditation and how you got really into it. And I'm so fascinated by meditating. And I feel like it's one of those things that would probably really help me at this point in my life. And I still have not done it. And I don't know where to start. And I'm just curious as to like how you got into it. And I'm sure other people listening also feel the same.
Okay. So the thing about it is when you say meditate, it's like kind of like off-putting because it's like, oh, that's so cliche. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had so many successful people on the podcast telling me to meditate. And finally, Melissa Woodhealth came on and she was like,
love her.
She's like, you got to meditate. This is what I've realized. When you are so angry and so upset, you need to double your meditation. People are like, I'm so busy, I'm so upset. I'm like, no, you need to take it from 20 minutes to 40 minutes. Like, it is such a tool in the toolbox. What I would tell you is to start out with 5 minutes. I started with Melissa Woodhouse meditation for 5 minutes a day. And then I moved to 10, and then I moved to 15, and then I moved to 20. And now 20 goes by like that. And here's what I've realized. All of our problems come, and this is not a quote that I said, this is like Gandhi or something, from the inability to sit with ourselves. The inability to sit quiet with ourselves is where all our problems stem from. If you can sit quiet with yourself, so many things will happen. First of all, your confidence will soar because you're not looking for any outside validation. You're so comfortable with being with yourself and being quiet with yourself that you're not looking outward for your boyfriend to tell you you're hot or for Instagram followers to tell you this. You're just content. And for me, like, being introspective and looking inward and just being quiet for 20 minutes a day has allowed me to have more clarity in my business, in my relationship. It is out of every tool. And I've tried everything. I've cold plunge, sauna, like you name it. I've tried it.
Yeah.
It is the most powerful, important tool of my day. And I honestly think it's made me so much less reactive. So if someone says something I don't like, I'm able to just be less. I'm also more proactive as opposed to reactive. So like I work on my business, not in my business. Like it's just such an incredible tool and it's at our fingertips and we can do it anytime. But the problem is we're so addicted to the phone that it's like to put that away is so hard. But once you start doing it, my recommendation is noise canceling headphones. I have the Boys ones. It's like BOSE and they're white. They're so cute. Like a crystal eye mask, a Barefoot Dreams blanket, literally just sit there for 20 minutes. Just try it. Just start with 10 and just be quiet and be in your head. It's amazing.
So my last question on meditation, and then we can move on from this topic. When you have the headphones in, you're listening to somebody be like, breathe in, breathe out, or it's just silence just to like cancel out what's ever around you?
Alyssa Wood is Sound Bowls, which is really nice. She has a Sound Bowl one, and then she has ones that help you just breathe, or she has things that are like affirmations, like you're saying like, I love myself where I am right now. It's just very relaxing. I like hers. And if you're like ready to take it to the next level, Joe Dispenza is absolutely incredible. And his theory is that you should be meditating on the future every single day, because if you're not meditating in the future, you're living in the past. So like, say you want to launch a, you know, multi-million dollar company and you want to get it in Walmart. You would meditate on that every single day. So what it does is it puts this frequency out. And this is like science. I'm not making this up. Puts a frequency out for you to get what you want. Say you want to lose 10 pounds, or say you want to meet the man or the girl of your dreams. Like, you would be meditating on what that future looks like. And you would do like a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 6 years. I mean, if you Google Joe Dispenza testimonials, there's people that have built their entire lives and businesses and created their future through meditating for 20 minutes a day. It's like,
wow.
It's very wild what you can do when you just sit in silence and think. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. I'm definitely going to look into, first of all, who you're talking about, and also meditating in general, because I feel like also most people I talk to that meditate or practice meditation in any capacity are super wise. Like, you come across really wise to me. Anybody else that I talk to that like seriously meditates, also very wise and just like grounded. And I think I could use a little bit of both those things. But speaking of also dream men or women, you work with your husband. Do you like working with your husband? How did that come about? Did you had your blog before you met him, I'm assuming. So
I met him when I was 12 years old. So stop. We knew each other. Yes. I met him at 12, 13, 14. We like dated, in quotes, we broke up and then got back together after college. And he owns Dear Media. So he has Dear Media, which is a separate business from the Skinny Confidential. So a lot of people think we work together. We don't. We podcast together. I say, like, podcasting is going to dinner on a double date with your significant other without alcohol. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like we're working together. It's more like we're entertaining together. So we that's really the only thing we work on together. He's very entrepreneurial, so he's definitely given me a lot of advice, but his business is Dear Media. Mine is the Skinny Confidential. If I worked with him day in and day out, I think I would die. My advice to anyone who's working together is it's challenging, it's rewarding, but you have to set boundaries. Like, last night he was talking to me about work at 9:30 at night, and I was like, no.
No more. It's 9:30. We're done with this.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Okay, so we've covered, obviously, blog, talked Instagram a little bit. What is the podcast primarily about? Do you interview people? Because I know you were talking about how you don't like to make it all about yourself. When you guys sit down together to do those recordings, are there other guests that you bring on every episode, or is it just dependent on like the week?
Our podcast, we've had it for the last 6 years. We decided to launch it 6 years ago when we were in Cabo drunk off margaritas. And the podcast does have solo episodes, but there's a lot of different guests. So we've had everyone on from like someone who was human trafficked by their mother to like escort. Like we went to the bunny ranch and interviewed the head bunny there about prostitution. But we've also had on like Caitlyn Jenner and Jessica Alba and like Harry Jowsey. Like it's like very much like a Chex Mix bag. Mm-hmm. You kind of never know what you're going to get. But then like yesterday we had on this, the top scientist who like works at Stanford on morning routine. So you also are, it's going to get like, it's like an onion. You're just peeling it.
A lot of layers.
The podcast though, what we try to do is we always put the audience first. It's not about the guest, and we always create a space that's non-judgmental. So someone who's coming in to be interviewed by us, it's a very much like neutral space. So I'll give you an example. I told Michael the other day, I'm like, I would interview someone who murdered someone in jail, not because I agree with that, but because we're a media platform that I think hearing all different sides is important. We don't have like an agenda or like a political agenda. It's very much like all different walks of life. Let's hear their background and their perspective. So it's kind of like everything. You never know what you're going to get, I would say, with the podcast.
Yeah. Also, I feel like that's kind of the best way to do it too, because it's a form of entertainment and you do have to keep people captivated for the 20, 30 or 40 minutes, however long your length is. So it doesn't necessarily have to like align with your maybe exact views of somebody. But I think that's great advice for somebody also who's like starting out.
You just have to make it a space where it's not super like, the person's coming on to like promote their book. Like that's boring. It has to be more to it, but go ahead.
Speaking of books, I was going to say, I see next to you, your book. What is that? What is that all about? And when did that start? And how do I get one? And can I be gonna like send you if like I read
a whole, yeah, I'm going to send you a whole kit. Like I'm going to send you the ice roller and the book. It's called
Get Oh My the God. The ice roller is my favorite thing in the world.
I'm going to send it to you. It stays cold for hours. It's like going to depuff. Not that you need it. You don't need to be depuffed. I need to be depuffed right now, but the book's called Get the Fuck Out of the Sun. And it's 100 of the top influencers, celebrities, and podcasters, skincare tips. I wish I had you in it.
Next time.
And then it's all my tips and tricks. So it's essentially like the blog, but in a book with every single unsponsored secret skincare tip from tons of different people.
I love that. That's such a great idea, because also it's so nice that there's such a, like, I feel like your audience probably trusts you so much just because you probably built that relationship with them talking and doing blogging and stuff like that. And then to have so many other perspectives in your book as well. That's so helpful. I can't wait.
But it's got to be more than just, I can't just share my skincare tips. It's like too boring. We have to have other people.
I know. And also it's fun for you when you're in that position because you can learn from other people as well.
100%. It's like such an advantage to be able to interview some of these people and learn their secrets.
Yeah, totally. Do you have one secret from the book that's like really stuck with you or stands out on the daily or something you practice every day?
Kristen Cavallari of like The Hills. I don't know if you watched that. You might be too young.
I didn't watch The Hill. Obviously, I know what it is, but I never watched. I was a little young.
Okay. she says your face is a muscle, and she found it wild that people don't work their face out. They only work their body out. And I am obsessed with facial massage. So anything that manipulates my face, like it's changed my cheekbones and my jawline. I highly recommend.
Like what? So like what do you do?
So I see like a facialist in LA and in Austin, and the whole time all they're doing is like hitting my face, like lifting my face, sculpting my face, gua ice roller. I had the worst jaw surgery you could ever have. It was like this 9-hour surgery where they broke my entire face and like put it back together. So I'm very much a practitioner of puffiness. So that's why I created the ice roller. So with the ice roller and facial massage, if you want to de-puff and chisel and contour your face, you got to get facial massage. Mixed with the ice roller every morning, you will be snatched to the gods.
Really?
Yes.
Can they define your jaw?
Oh my God. I walk in there, the before and after is because there's so much fluid in the face that we carry, and our face is a muscle. And so to not ever work it out, it's going to sag. So if you want to be youthful for a long time, to lift the face all the time and to manipulate it and to drain the fluid, you're going to get that tight look.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess the face is a muscle. I've never really thought about it like that. And I've never worked out my face or had one of those massages that you're talking about. But I tried when like the gua sha had taken over the TikTok trend. I got one and I was like trying to do it on my jaw for a little bit. But I feel like, is it one of those things you notice like in the moment and then with time it kind of goes away and then you have to redo it again? Or is it like a weekly?
No, because it's like, I do it weekly just because it works so well. And like, I swear to God, it works better than Botox because you're smoothing out your lines, but it's a muscle. So like, it's like saying like, if I work out, will my muscles pump up? Yeah, they will, but you keep working out. So like you keep working out the face. I will send whoever we're on email with the person that I go to in LA.
Please.
And you gotta go try. Yeah. But you're so young. If you start now, you will be so happy. It's so preventative.
I'm all about preventative. Yeah. That's like my thing. I'm all about taking preventative measures. I'm doing like anti-aging moisturizers and I'm 22. I just like don't want to age at all. So I really want to try that. Great
it's
advice.
Smart. You can never start too young.
Thank you for sharing that secret. Obviously you just said you had baby number 2 on the way. Does that change things in your work life? I mean, obviously you're having a newborn child, so I'm sure it does a little bit, but do you feel like the type of person where you're like, okay, I can take this break and focus on my baby? Or do you feel like you're the type of person that needs to like keep working while you have the baby and multitask a little bit?
That's so weird you say that, because with the first baby, I was posting in labor. I was literally like Instagramming and working with the brand in labor. And I didn't take a maternity leave, and it was a huge mistake. I had like the worst postpartum depression. I jumped into things way too soon. This one, I have such set boundaries, and I think that's because of meditation. Like I've been like, this doesn't work for me. I'm done working this day. I'm so much more like I'm starting, like I'm having 3 months, just the baby and I, like I'm going to post what I want to post when I want to post it in those 3 months. And like, I'm really, really planning ahead. Having a baby though, no one tells you this. Being pregnant is a shitload of work. It is not easy. I think it's harder than running a business. I also gained 60 pounds my first pregnancy, which is a lot of weight. This one has been so much better. I'm also going to say meditation. I know that's crazy.
Honestly, like, though, no, I don't think it sounds crazy. I feel like that's a real thing.
It's a real thing. I feel so much better this pregnancy. But at the same time, like the whole pregnancy thing, like don't let anyone fool you. Like it is a lot of work. And being pregnant with a toddler is a lot of work too. So I think there's no such thing as balance. It's all about like what your non-negotiables are and your priorities, and you just have to prioritize, and things go by the wayside. I would just say, like, don't look at what society tells you that you have to do. And I would say, do what works for you. Whatever that is, whether it's freezing your eggs or like waiting until you're a certain, like, just do, it doesn't need to be the timeline of what everyone thinks that you have to do.
Yeah, that's so true. And I feel like that goes with just everything in life, because everybody's so different. That's why we're literally all born to be different human beings. There's a reason for it, for sure. I don't want to keep you too long. I know you're a busy woman. What do you have upcoming or anything exciting? Or are you just going to continue focusing on building the Skinny Confidential with products?
We have a ton of products coming out. Every single product is like a morning routine product. Every single product is very community driven. It's like created with the community's input. I do not ever want to launch something that's just like white labeled. It has to, like, mm-hmm. The ice roller took 4 years to launch. It's like, wow. I need to make sure every detail is like perfect. So product is coming out, and then another book, a baby, and our podcast is out 8 times a month.
Damn, I don't know how you do it all, but it's very inspiring. And I just want to say a big thank you for coming on today. You were an angel. And I feel like I learned a lot from this podcast. And I feel like I'm going to like hit you up in the month and be like, I just started meditating. It's changing my life.
I'm going to DM you right now the meditation that you should start with to try.
Please.
Thank you for having me on.
We'll chat soon.
Thanks, Olivia.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.